entirely out of everything we get hold of on 4th of July that way. Well, this fella come in and said he wants some goat meat, and I told him, I said, now, we've sold out of goat meat. He said, I want to see him. I said, all right, let's go look at him. When I, what do you want? I said, 10 cents. I hollered to Phil, who was butchered for me at that time. I said, Phil, give me just a few minutes, because he was an expert. I trained him from the time he was a kid. And he had that goat dressed and ready to go. Brought it on up there. And it seems to me that goat weighed around 75 pounds dressed. Yes, I remember. And I was a pretty good silly goat. And so, I just had to ask him about that goat. Well, I put it off for about 2 weeks. And finally, I just waited a long time to ask him. I said, 4th of July, oh, we had a big time. I said, well, you have plenty to eat? He said, yeah. I said, well, what about the goat? He said, that was the finest meat you ever eat. And I guess it was all full of moonshine. They didn't know how to eat. Now, they were satisfied. We went along with it until the OPA. Everybody from selling meat in that district except George and myself. And I didn't think it was fair at the time to stop them from selling meat.
But anyhow, I went up to the
office up there and I asked him, I said, I understand you put regulations on everybody except us.
I want to know the reason why. And
he said, well, says, the people have got to have meat to eat, and says, you all can keep them satisfied down there on it until we can get these regulations straightened out. And I said, well, now, how do you want us to operate? And I said, well, just like you've been doing. So we did. Then finally, when they got the regulations straightened out, then was when they pinched down on us, and that was just as it's getting them straightened out. And the paint's down on us, and when they did, we shut our coolers down and stopped butchering altogether and varnished our coolers inside and just quit selling meat. Then they come down there and want to know why we quit, and we told them on account of regulations. In other words, that we were keeping up with it pretty close, and we didn't see how we were going to be able to operate under the regulations that they had. And so they then told us to continue then as we had been. I said, well, you'll have to write us a letter to that effect, because we don't do anything on what you might say. We have to have it in black and white. When you write us that letter, giving us the privilege to go ahead, then probably we'll consider it. And so they said, well, they would, but they didn't. And they called for me to come into office, and George and myself went in there. So when we got there, well, then they told us they wanted us to go back and operate like we